You're listening to the Family of Te Gata podcast. Message from Neo. Mother, Father, God, I am.
Beloved friends of Earth, we speak about spirit continually and the power of a frequency that carries the galaxies and aligns the stars in such beauty. We tell you about the collective consciousness and the absolute creative ability of light to sustain you in all waking dreams. The light of being has awareness and intention as it moves and lives in all waves and particles of existence. Each atom dances in response to the sound of one calling. This force is God. You are an expression of God in form within the universal mind. All life is an expression of spirit with consciousness. The absolute source of all life is presenting with two aspects of being. This is the foundation of beginning for male and females in form. This love and power is known to Pleiadians as Mother, Father, God. Without God knowing itself as everything, genders would not be realized. There would be no reproductive cycles, no hormones that allow differences in genders, no egg and sperm uniting. There would be no pregnancies and birth among the species. Life would not be full of joy with growing families. Indeed, the purpose of life would be non-existent without Mother, Father, God. In the Pleiades, we call this sacred essence, Ea, which represents the sound and frequency of Mother, Father, God. We speak of the light of all creation as Ilako. We commune daily with the presence of Ilako. We feel the force of love, pulsating through our crystal hearts. We become one with all creation with the understanding that we are infinite souls of light. We honor infants with ceremonies as they are seen as new arrivals of spirit. All babies are held and given so much love as they are gifted as souls to be born by Mother, Father, God. The aspect of spirit that will allow male and female arrives in a new body of expression as we speak, Shada Va Wala, or blessings of light. On earth, there has become a distortion of sacred expression. Each soul arrives as male or female, and this choice is absolute and by divine appointment. The changing of one's gender is against all that is ordered and planned by the soul. There can be no harmony with a human that destroys their own soul's plan. The door will be open to allow darkness within the mind, body, and being. We are not saying that the human that changed genders is evil. We are saying that the choice made to rebel against the sacred plan made will allow further destruction of all that was planned for that soul in form. There are laws of nature that are placed there for your protection. There are reasons for nature itself and the harmony that it brings without alteration. A male is a powerful and beautiful creation by God's source. Surgery does not change the intention of the soul. A male cannot change the inner workings of the body. There can never be a uterus or experience of childbirth. For those continuing to tamper with the most sacred gift of gender, only darkness will follow. Hormones and makeup only allow males to look distorted and clown-like in many opinions. Women are created with different body forms. They have breasts to nurse infants, and menstrual cycles are guiding their bodies toward a number of years allowing childbirth. Hormones change over many years, but a transition to become a male is only causing discord. The plan was made to be a female long before the arrival in form. A female cannot become a male with the perspective of spirit. Mother, Father, God is not a force that takes sides or divides any life form. But for those that choose to alter sacred plans, know in truth that being out of alignment with spirit and light will be full of pain and confusion. The personality will remain out of alignment as the soul knows only truth. You arrived as male or female. In wisdom and love with absolute knowing, this is the true path of light. Earth is a place of learning as you expand in consciousness. You carry energy from choices that will continue to join with matching frequencies as you move through the story you are creating. Blockages can cause illness and depression. These conditions can grow as mindless decisions are made. Changing your gender is lacking wisdom and opening the path of destruction. The law of dynamics tells you that each force is met with an opposite and matching force. You do not want to reap the boomerang of energy that will hit your life with changing genders. Spirit is pure and infinite. Honor life as a gift. Never consider changing what is sacred. Trees have seedlings, fruit bears trees and plants of the same kind. Animals breed in their own species. You are here with a sacred design of gender by an infinite force of spirit that knows itself as Ea. The great I Am is Mother Father God. This powerful spirit has created each life with intention. Before ever becoming part of a political agenda that distorts all that was planned in light, consider infinity. All that is unseen or misunderstood in this brief moment that you perceive as your life will be known in great clarity as the earth shifts. You are more magnificent than you know in this last waking dream. Make it count with great purpose as we rise as one in the blink of an eye. Mother Father God will be known and remembered as a force of love that has guided you through all of your moments of existence. Eniki Maiya. I love you so. Neo.